Just as it is in the macrocosm, so is it in the microcosm. Change happens gradually, incrementally, but accumulative. And when you see the continuum, that's when you can appreciate every detail and also how every detail is informed by the larger narrative. So on a microcosm level, I remember giving a class. And at the class, there were some refreshments, some bottles of seltzer, club soda, seltzer. Someone, and this happens to all of us, someone who was quite thirsty, impatient, opened up the bottle of seltzer, and lo and behold, instead of ending up in a cup, it ended up all over him, drenched. There was still some seltzer left in the body, in the bottle. So this, of course, happens to all of us at times. And though I had a topic to discuss that week in the class, I decided to change the topic. I called it the Kabbalah of opening a seltzer bottle. The lessons that we learn from it. And what is it? What is the trick to opening a seltzer bottle that has a lot of pressure in it and you don't know how much pressure? It's two steps forward, one step back. When you twist the cover off, instead of just twisting, and then of course it can just explode, you twist twice and one's back. Twice and one time's back. So slowly the gas is released, and in a little while, a few extra seconds, if you're patient, you have an open bottle and it's not all over you, it's inside, you can drink from it in a cup. Life is going to have setbacks. Life is not a straight line. There's twists and turns, ups and downs, surprises, all kinds of different experiences. The key to navigating is the two step forward and one step back. If you go one step forward and then one step back, you just stay at the same place. Now, when you have forward momentum, make sure it's always double. Two for every one step back. There will be setbacks, there will be step backs when you have to step back. But as long as you're two versus one, you're always ahead of the game. That's the lesson of the seltzer bottle. That change happens, but don't always think of it, okay, we're just going to make it happen, we're going to get straight to the finish line. No, sometimes it's going to go a little twist. Sometimes you're going to have to get back a moment. You're going to have to be flexible and yield. This is especially true in relationships. However, when that moment comes and you're able to turn forward, step forward, make sure it's always two steps ahead for every one step back. So the big picture ends up being progress, advancement, growth, despite the fact that there were setbacks. This is the secret of all true growth.